On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, Barbara Newman grew up in the 1950s as a Japanese-American whose parents spent time in an internment camp. The racism continued well past the war. And in this conversation with her daughter Jennifer, she recalls some of the bullying and abuse she and her older brother faced.
I was just wanting to know what it was like growing up in Cincinnati.
You know, one of the things I realized when I was just thinking about this, I used to think about my parents, how they were in the camps, and they never shared anything.
The internment camps.
The internment camps. And I thought, it's been years. Why don't they talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
And here it has been years, and I have never shared really about growing up as a child. You know, when I was really young, before I started school, I was like, just full of delight and excitement. And then when I started kindergarten, I got to see that I was different, that people treated me different because of my race.
And so, this would have been the 50s, right?
That was the 50s.
Yeah.
I think because my parents were in the camps, they didn't feel they had the right to stand up for us. It was more like we were supposed to accept whatever happened and not fight back.
Don't make trouble.
Don't make trouble. You got that right. What was really nice, spending the last few years with my brother, because he needed so much help, that we got times to talk. And one of the things that was kind of interesting was that he had the job of taking me to school and from school. And he had this route that was kind of like roundabout way to go to school and home from school that involved going up to the woods, going past these smelly chickens, going behind people's properties to finally get closer to the school where we got onto the sidewalk. And what I learned in the last couple of years was that when he was young, so he had been anywhere between 6 and 8 mm-hmm. at that time, a man in front of St. William's Church attacked him, threw his book bag, and pushed him out into the busy street. And he had to gather all his things and dodge cars and then run away from this man. So he came out with a new way to avoid ever going by that church again. So I thought that was amazing, you know, when he shared that. And when I started school, I remember that his classmates would attack him on the playground and beat him up. And then he'll be sent home from school. And then he got punished from my parents for getting in a fight. And I was scared to join in because he was my big brother. He was a lot bigger than me.
Did you have trouble in school, too? Did the girls pick on you or anything?
So I tended not to play on the playground. You know, I'd watch. And one time, someone invited me to play catchers with her. And I was so excited. And we were running around, and I accidentally stepped in the teacher's favorite students. She was drawing in the dirt, and I stepped in what she was drawing. After recess, I had to stand up in front of my classmates for the rest of the day to remind my classmates that good children don't play with other children that look like Barbara. And I never played on the playground again at that school. And I never told my parents because I didn't want to get punished like my brother did. And I didn't tell anybody because that was something you just didn't talk about.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.